Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and happy new year, everyone. You are listening to Life and Love Under New Management with me, your host, Q Speaks. I am so excited to be here this evening. I truly hope that everyone is having a phenomenal new year thus far. I pray that there is a renewed energy and focus and renewed strength with a more guided sense of purpose this year than last year. Tonight's episode is the first of 2012, and it is a call to order titled No Carts Before the Horse. Now, if you are used to tuning in, you know that I always begin my show with a reflection of either a week before, a month before, but since it's the new year, I'm going to briefly just recap on my past year and tell you that it still holds very dear to me. The family and the friends that I have and those close relationships that I would take with me for as long as I can that mean so much to me, that we're all still here and in great health and in our right minds, and who else could ask for more? That right there alone tells you that, hey, greatness is on the way. So tonight's episode, again, No Carts Before the Horse, it's really about focusing on process, because we very easily get caught up in the things that we don't have and cause stress in our lives. Myself, very familiar with this. We need to focus on the preparation. Nothing happens overnight, but it's our attitude. So our new year, the newness will begin with a new mindset. Everything begins with a new attitude, a new mindset, positivity. This is a new year, but don't be mistaken. You don't have to wait on a complete new year. With each new moment, we have an opportunity to start anew. Process. No carts before the horse. Everything is in order. You don't earn a degree without successfully completing courses at a college or university, correct? So it's all about steps. And first, for me, I have found that we need to leave yesterday in its place, which is the past, first off, or we can't move forward. So as I self-reflect on lessons learned in 2011 and new ways of handling my life and prioritizing in 2012, I have come to realize that we cannot be all things to everyone and get to where we're supposed to go. Keep people around you with a great mindset, people who exemplify love, people who have something encouraging to share with you, people who don't listen to you pass judgment and try to tear you down with no hopes of helping you rebuild. You want to invest your priceless time and energy in activities and things that will make you better, not sidetrack you. If you have a vision, that means you have sight. That means that you can see, but you can't see anything if there's chaos surrounding you. So there must be order. And what else should we look forward to establishing out of our chaos other than that order? This past year, I would like to say, you know, like, hey, I could do this differently, I can do that, but in one word, really, it's just simply a change of my attitude. That one thing and a realization that I need to tie in everything that I put my hands on with my spirit, meaning that it should feel good, it should be right for it to work and not stress, practicing giving it up and giving it to God. That right there, I tell you, we need each other for that. You constantly need to hear that. You can't just hear it once and say, hey, that's it. It's much easier said than done. And with practice, it does become easier. So in this new year, new attitude, you want to create new habits to get new results. That's what I'm doing. My message is to share with you what I've learned and what I'm going through so that we can all come through together. It's important to take the time out, grab yourself a pen and a piece of paper, and write down exactly what it is that you want from your life. You have got to see it on paper. That helps bring it to life. Then you need to speak it. You need to say it out loud, not necessarily to other people, but say it out loud. Got to hear you, but say it out loud what it is that you want. Then list the ways that you think you should do to get there. List what you think the process should be. Then take the time to research the actual process of how you can successfully get there. See, assuming is one thing, and then knowing right there that's going to help you get it. For me, my biggest thing is peace. For a lot of people, it's peace. It's not stressing about those things that we have no control over. It's about turning a deaf ear to negativity. It's about sharing smiles. It's about putting forth a conscious effort to be happy as opposed to being miserable. When your phone rings or when you call someone, make sure you're reaching out to people who not only you love, but to those that are genuinely trying to love you back. And you know what? And sometimes you don't even know, but you feel it in your spirit. Set the mind aside for 1 second, but you feel it in your spirit, and you want to invest in yourself. So from the people to the things to the newness, change your habits. Change what you do daily. One small thing that I do differently now when I get up is that I don't care how sleepy I am, and it hasn't been that long because it's only, what, 13 days now in the new year, but I wake up and I give myself time to reflect on where I am, where I'm trying to go, and I only give that a hot minute, and you know what? The rest of that time is really just me being quiet because anyone can hear, but I really want to practice my listening skills, and I think if I quiet my mind down, slow it down just enough, because I am hyper, but if I slow it down just enough, I can see. I get a little bit of clarity. You have to see where you're trying to go in order to receive that promise of prosperity. If you can't see it, you can't have it. And if your mind is all over the place, you're not slowing down enough, you're not going to be able to see. You're not going to be able to listen. Leave yesterday in its place, which is the past. Establishing order out of chaos can actually be fun, from our finances to creating a new budget with each new year to the way that we operate daily if we change the first 10 to 30 minutes of our day and add something positive to it, whether it's meditation, a workout, or just create some new task for your betterment, 30 days from now, it'll be habit. A year from now, it'll be progress. So we're going to take a break right now and come back with some renewed energy, renewed focus, and get on into this no carts before the horse. But during this break, I want you guys to know that whatever your vision is, baby, you can have it. Put forth the dedication. You must be committed, you must be focused, and be excited about where it is that you're trying to go. Because as long as you're breathing, you can have whatever it is that you see, whatever it is God has promised you, you can have it. So receive it. I'm going to leave you right now for a quick break, and I'll return. And think about what I just said and get excited about your life. This is a new year. It's a new day. There is no more sorrow. There's enough of that. Let's take into account not what we've lost this last year, but what we're blessed to have today. Okay? And remember the greatness. Remember those that we lost, they're with us. The things that we lost, we'll get it again. We'll get it threefold. We will be renewed. All right, this is the first episode of 2012, No Carts Before the Horse. I'm Q Speaks, and I will be right back. All right, guys, thank you so much for holding and listening to that song there, Zoom, which I think is really appropriate when talking about a vision. So when I left off, I was talking about the newness, the new mindset. So let's just go ahead and fast forward to what everyone starts their new year off with, and that's what? Resolutions. So question, do you have goals? It's important to figure out what worked for you before and what hasn't thus far. And then kind of figure out how much closer to your dream are you? Improving listening skills, improving self-reflection time, increasing that time, that will help. If you're not already familiar with and diligent in this, you need to spend more time with yourself. I know it sounds very simple, but this little bit of quiet time will help calm you down. You can reflect. You'll feel better. I'm telling you, it can be 5 to 15 minutes. It does not have to be an hour. Just a little bit of time with you, getting to know you just a little bit more. So new year, new days, new hope, new energy, new everything. I thought it only appropriate to take from what I have written and I reflect on and have been using lately. Again, 13 days into the new year, but hey, it's better now than never, right? And it's the fact that it's your life, so it's your responsibility. From my book, it reads, stop saying that you want your life to change and that you want more out of life, yet do nothing to change it. What's the deal? Whatever it is that you want, what do? You look for the fastest and the latest way to make it happen at lightning speed. Does it work? No. Hard work, process, and preparation is simply out of the question. We want to own nice things, but we show up to work late or refuse to get a job altogether. We complain, we whine, everything unproductive. Yet we can find time to sit and wonder why our life is the way that it is. It's because of us. I'm responsible for my life as you are responsible for yours. It's the negative attitude and negative approach to living. Plainly put, if your desires, dreams, and goals aren't important enough for you to get up and get moving, if they aren't important enough for you to find a way to get motivated, you don't deserve to have your dreams and desires fulfilled, goals achieved, or anything else except a swift kick in the you-know-where. We are royalty. We are not sorcerers. It is a great possibility that you're afraid to put forth the effort. You could be afraid to succeed or fear failure because of your life's track record thus far. What we have to do is stop worrying about the decisions that were made in the past and accept that life happens while we're making plans. Stop convincing yourself that life is out to get you. Start grabbing life by the horns. Grab hold of moments and make them last. Let the mistakes go. Just make sure that you learn from them. Condemnation is unacceptable. Lessons are there for us to learn and then move on. Once you can do that, you will be respecting and appreciating your life. That's step one in living is stress-free. Understand this. If we are in alignment with God's divine plan, even though we cannot see the purpose of every event that occurs, we must know, believe, and understand that it's supposed to be that way, and we can only do so much. And once we've done all that we can do, we should find peace with this location. We must know that being happy where we are does not mean that we have to abandon our dreams. It means that we should make our current situation work for the better. End result, better living. You following me? Don't make the people around you suffer by killing them with a self-pity party, misery, or anything negative because you never followed through and accomplished your set goals. It's not anyone's fault that you made the decisions that led you down an undesired path. This does not permit you to feel sorry for yourself or get angry with yourself either. This is a wake-up call. This is time to take every experience for what it is, a lesson learned. Because the fact is, if we don't learn the lessons that life is trying to teach us from whatever experience, it will come back again and again with greater consequences and longer periods of suffering. Our way of thinking, if not positive and realistic, will hold us prisoner, cloud our judgment, and twist your perspective. I believe we have exhausted all negative outcomes, or we should at least be tired of them. No matter what your financial status or living conditions are, no matter how old you are, no matter what your education level is, no matter what the color of your skin is, how many children you do or do not have, whatever your dress size is, you are created in an image no greater than what we're created in God's image. No matter if you're single, married, divorced, widowed, you're royalty. Say it every day. Celebrate your life. Start celebrate being you. Celebrate putting aside your image for the sake of becoming better. Be regal. Approach every day as if it's your last. And if you were to close your eyes and never wake again, what would people say about you? Make sure that you put your best foot forward at all times. It's hard. I know. I'm human. And I'm saying this not just to you, but for myself as well. Every day we should make a conscious effort to put our best foot forward. It gets hard, but as long as we don't go to sleep at the end of the day, if we can close our eyes and be at some sort of peace, that's growth. That's progress. Nothing great comes without sacrificing. No great fruitful harvest is reaped without sowing something awesome. You'll continue to sacrifice as long as the life you're living holds a desire for continual growth and understanding. And that's all good. We should be driven until there is no more breath left in our bodies. Do you have something else better to do than become better? I didn't think so. So once you decide on where it is that you're going, commit yourself to getting there and promise to enjoy the road traveled, please. Learn to take pride in dreaming and find excitement in the execution of your plans. There is no better business than your business. Learn how to manage it. If you take one day at a time, you'll stop spending so much money on anti-wrinkle products at the local drugstores. Color rinse for your hair, you know, the gray hair that's not really your wisdom shining, but because you've been stressing out over things you had no control over anyway. I have that. And that was in 2011. We're leaving all of that madness behind. This is a new year. Less stress equals less wrinkles, less gray hair. It's a whole new shoulder brushing technique that comes only through your ability to ignore the small things that cause the agitations in your life. The majority of all of our problems are usually small, with large amounts of our attention laid upon them anyway. So it's a new year, and no longer are we going to live with limited mindset and limited results. Be yourself at your own pace. What someone else accomplishes in life before you do doesn't make you a failure or behind schedule. It means that if you would like the same or better for yourself, you need to up your game. You need to seek the most effective ways for you to obtain them. We need to evaluate our plans more often. When plan A doesn't work, plan B should kick in. When plan B flops, there should be a plan C, and so on. First of all, what Jane or John owns and what Jane or John doesn't shouldn't be our concern anyway. Also, it doesn't mean that one should have it just on the strength that they do. What have you done in your life to ensure that highly desired lifestyle? And you also have no idea what they went through to receive their blessing. You don't even know if they're happy. Why are you concerned about their business anyway? There is no better business than your business, so get yours under control. Run it under new management. If you will put half the energy that you put on wondering what someone else has going on into yourself, you will see some shocking results. Know this, if on the right path, you cannot miss what God has for you. And that is real talk. So many things hit us and come at us. You're going to get a bill the same time every month. I mean, we know what we're dealing with, yet we choose. We choose to pretend that without effort, it will become better. that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And don't fall victim to a petty attitude. It will never produce anything good. It will keep you behind, and that's a guarantee. Don't covet what someone else has, how they got there. Not only will you be creating another coat of unnecessary stress and frustration, but you will be being real unrealistic and unfair to yourself and others by not giving out what you wish to receive. Good thoughts, positive energy, kind remarks, and effort. Work for it if you want it. You reap exactly what you sow. It's time to start lifting each other up. If you don't have a ton of energy to give a ton of people, give it to yourself. Read a new book. Learn something new. Find you an article. Whatever to make your day better. Get the word. Get a good word. Don't let people put anything negative. Don't let the looks of onlookers, how they look at you, if it's not in a positive way, destroy your day. Who cares? You don't have to like what I'm wearing. You don't have to like what I stand for. As long as I know that God is in my heart and I have no ill will toward men, only love, you can think what you want to think about me. I may not do the things that you want me to be doing or doing them the way that you think I should be doing. That is your problem, not mine. Adopt that attitude. Adopt it. I guarantee you will see results. I can't tell you how many times I have let what I thought other people were thinking about me, or if I was letting someone else down because I wasn't doing this way. You know, everyone has their own life. And at the end of the day, it's about what you put out there. It's about what you give into yourself. It's about that sowing time. It's about those seeds. How good are they? How are you taking care of that harvest, well, preparing for your harvest? It's your life. No one else is responsible for your joy. No one else is responsible for your prosperity. No one else is responsible for you. But you. It's time to start focusing on things that really matter. Me personally, I feel like if I give more time saying thank you, God, for what you've done thus far, and then start thanking him, too, for what I know he's getting ready to give me, and then getting all focused on what I can do to make me better and make time for a little bit of fun here, creating balance. You don't have to go off fanatical in your, you know, in your visions and in the process. You must create a balance. You don't want to go shutting the world off completely, but you do want to shut out those that are not good for you. That is what I'm saying. If it's not good for you, let it go. If they're offended, don't worry about it, baby. You have somewhere to go. You have something to do. And next year this time, you're going to look back and like, wow. Okay, what can I do differently now? Because it's always about growth. It's always somewhere better to go. So, being focused, having goals, appreciating a process. You know, the economy right now is clearly unstable. There's unemployment rates. They say it's better than it is worse. It's, life is what we make it. But this week, I'm going to share is what I just went through, I think the past couple of days, and it was about creating a new budget. It's just about strategizing every aspect of your life. So next week, we are going to be sharing these top five tips for curbing your spending and, you know, setting that money aside, paying yourself first, and seeing some improvement in our life, like making just a little bit of change. Like me personally, I, no diss to Tim Hortons. I love you, Tim Hortons, but truly $60 a month on coffee, which to me is really inexpensive compared to those who drink a couple of Starbucks coffees at $4 a day. I'm opting out to brew my own coffee at home. The money I spend on creamer is like, what, $2, $2.50 at max. And I spend $60 a month just on one large coffee, a cream, and an equal. I'm certain I can find somewhere to spend that $60 that I'll be saving, or $58 at the most, right? It's just about being a little bit more wiser. So since I slowed down a little bit, all of these things that I ignored before just like hitting me like, cut that out, make a change there. It may seem insignificant right now, but I'm telling you, just reflect on everything that you do daily. You should even keep a journal from the time you get up and just know all of your activities at this time, what you do, what it costs you, how you feel when you do it, how you felt when it was over, and then reflect on it at the end of the week. Wow. I would love to challenge you guys to do that. And then we can discuss that. You can call in and we can talk about what changes and what, you know, big light was just shined upon your newfound habits or awareness. I think that would be awesome. I'm going to do it. So this week I'm going to jot down some things my whole day and reflect on it and then tell you one thing that I plan on changing, because I think when you share certain things that you want to change about yourself with another person, it kind of like adds that pressure for you to stick to it, and it's the best motivation out there, I believe. You got to be accountable, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to journalize my actions and note like one big change I'm going to make, and then I'm going to share it with you guys, and you can hold me accountable, because that's how hungry I am for change and progress. All right, it is Friday. Yes, it is the weekend. I know you guys have worked hard all week, and I don't know if everyone is a ballroomer, but I'm just going to share with you a little bit of music that makes me want to get up and spin around. You do not have to be at a club. If you are at home, if you have a glass of water, tea, wine, whatever it is, feel good. This is your life. It's a new day. It's new hope, new energy, and let's be inspired every day. There is no need to be sad. It is time to rejoice. It is time for us to go hard, because we can't get back 2011. All we have is right here and right now. If we don't have February, we have today, January 13th, 2012. Let's make it count. All right, I'm going to take another quick break, and I'll be right back with you guys. And I think I'm going to play something that will make me spin around, and hopefully you guys can two-step in the interim. All right, this is Life and Love Under New Management with Q Speaks. I'll be right back.
Hanging out. Let me touch you right there. Let me touch you.
Yeah.
Congratulations to whoever, whatever, whyever, wherever, whenever. It's the Pied Piper, y'all, your music weatherman, and I'm chilling with Selena Johnson right here at the Chocolate Factory. Go on, say it.
Oh, happy people, baby.
All right, guys, thank you. Thank you for sticking with me here with Life and Love under new management. I'm back here to finish up and wrap up today's episode of Life and Love, talking about new day, new hope, and us not putting any carts before the horse. We have got to get our houses in order before we look at someone else and criticize. We're not going to get anywhere if we are not making some progress, and progress only comes through preparation. We want to have joy while going through the process as well. It is time to embrace every part of you. It's time to prepare yourself for some chase-cutting reality. We talk about life, now we're talking about love. Loving is serious business, and loving yourself first allows you to truly experience it to the fullest. And if you don't recognize that loving yourself is required and top priority, you've been duped. You've been hoodwinked. You've been bamboozled. You have been fooled. By now, it should be a little bit more clear that it's time for the grit, where we keep it even more real, where we result, all of the results are about embracing yourself to the fullest. Think about this. Our life is part of a divine superior design. Before a design is created, there is a creative thought conception and vision, followed by a plan. The execution of that plan and the patience to see it through to fruition. So isn't it dishonorable of us if we don't pay any attention to ourselves and place the world and all things in it at the top of our to-do list? Of course it is. When you look in the mirror, you should see royalty. See yourself in greatness. When others look at you, they will see you on top of your game. You will be reigning. You will be running your kingdom, taking care of your house, governing your life and your love under new management. It's time to stop sweeping insecurities under the rug. Stop blocking your blessings and hindering forward progress. You do not want to hold it up any longer. We block our blessings and hinder forward progression when we don't take ourselves serious and forget that our creation, us breathing, is a privilege, and with that comes great responsibility. We have a purpose, whether or not we know what it is. And one of our bigger responsibilities is dismissing insecurities. We tend to excuse the ugliness that projects because dealing with it will show that there is an inkling of ugliness about our character that's vain. And we still somehow manage to think that perfection is possible when it isn't, so stop thinking that it is. There are many things that evoke insecurities. People are insecure because they have deemed an unreached goal as a failure, maybe. But was that goal set realistically? Start reevaluating what it is that you want and how you plan on getting there, and then seeking confirmation about if that's the right way to go about it. You have got to have patience with yourself and know exactly what it is you want from every area of your life, especially if you want others to have patience with you and to view you as well-maintained, well-managed, you know, having it going on. You know what you want. You must know that. But you must know how to plan in order to get there. It's time to get quiet and get still and get focused and get committed. You must get going. Get yourself together before you burden someone else with your issues. It's mandatory that you set solid standards for your lives and uphold them through your thought processes and daily actions. It's imperative that we stop pointing the fingers at others and blaming people for our circumstances. I will be the first to admit how easy it is to get caught up in the idea of love, which can lead us to being blindsided by our emotions and making irrational decisions. It's time to make more sensible decisions, not emotional decisions. I've been the most susceptible to distractions when I thought I was the most focused in the past. You know, every time I would think I had it together, when I thought I had tunnel vision, a test was on the way to grade my lessons learned from past experiences, and then my grade would either reflect that my foundation was either now, like, really solid or that my foundation was very shaky, completely off balance. You have got to love yourself something strong. You have got to love yourself so strong that you're cautious, not paranoid, cautious about your encounters and curious about what purpose they serve. It is okay to wonder why someone has entered into your life and what purpose of the of that circumstance was. If something happens to you, it's okay to wonder, you know, why did that happen? You may not get that answer right away, but eventually clarity will come. Posing this question, it will be a display of your open-mindedness and your willingness to grow. Know that when you are not concerned about your world and all things in it, when you are not focused and being observant, that's when you're not protecting what's yours. And to me, simply put, it's against the law, the royal law, a regal law. You got to take a stand. You're either going to stand for something or fall for anything. Take a stand to love yourself before you attempt to love another. You have care. You have to learn how to care for yourself, how to treat yourself great. Set some standards here. When you set those standards, they set the unspoken standard for how others will treat you, you know. People can only treat you the way that you allow them to. Setting standards in your life should definitely be on your top list of things to do for 2012. Have a code of conduct outlined in morals. Morals, by any means necessary, we survive by them. We should hold tight to them and never bend on them. There's no crime in being honorable and serious about yourself and raising your bar of expectations. Do not bend. When you start walking the walk of someone with a grip on their life and some direction, be prepared to stand alone. Your awakenings and revelations may not be accepted by your associates, friends, and or family. It's likely they have their own issues to get in order. Your eyes should be off of everyone around you and somewhere way more in need of your attention, and that's on yourself. So during the stand, it's important that you not wear your emotions on your sleeve. There was a time in my life I was super sensitive. I willingly allow my emotions to show on my face. I mean, during work, during play, it didn't matter. If I was upset and wanted the world to know it, they knew it. I should have been this adamant about my standards, or at least about the discovery of them. No time for the emotional roller coasters. Let that go. Get serious about you. Take a stand to be whole and filled with substance. Take a stand to be innovative and positively influential. Make a difference in others' lives. Just be positive. Someone's watching what you're doing. Set an example. Take a stand to live your life with a rational approach and not with a misconception that the world revolves around you. Don't do that. You'll find yourself spiraling out of control fast. And just thinking of you having to reroute and retread is exhausting my mind because I've done it many times. Unnecessary wasted time. Take a stand to be in control. Take a stand to be empowered. Take a stand to never settle. Make your daily decisions based on solid information, rationale, and solid ground. This here is the right start. Take a stand to learn from others' mistakes. That is the smart start. The constant in all of our life's dealings is us. The constant in your life is you. It's far from realistic that you may be the problem in a lot of your situations. No, it's not. We are so quick to say how unfairly we've been treated and say what's wrong with everyone else. Usually, when we feel that the world is out to get us, we're battling ourselves by going against rules of reign that are embedded in our core. When we're battling, we are not balanced. and the struggle to find balance is fogging our perception of reality. Before you enter into any new relationships, you need to take personal inventory. Take inventory of what you have. Stop griping about what you don't. The only thing you're going to gain is poor health, a weak, pitiful spirit, and like I said before, wrinkles and gray hair, possibly an ulcer. All things unattractive. A relationship's foundation determines its prosperity. You need to know exactly what it is you're bringing to the table before you start placing demands on other people. It's not unfair to want the person that you're interested in to have as much as you have going on or more. Positive attitude, good spirit, all of that. It's okay. You want to be surrounded by like-minded people. Okay? You want to get focused. You want to put yourself on your top list of things to do and say, I'm important. I'm here for a reason. I may not know what that reason is right now, but I'm here, and I know I'm here to serve a great purpose. Choose to serve a great purpose. Choose to be a great, a better son, better daughter, better mother, better father, better wife, better husband, better niece, nephew, uncle, it goes on, better friend, a better you. Love yourself enough to take care of your mind and slow down, to get alone and enjoy you. If you don't want to be with you in quiet time and can enjoy yourself, who else will? And why should you expect them to? You shouldn't. They probably don't. They're playing. They're smiling and talking about you when you're gone. Get real. Get real. Get focused. Get excited. Just to know that there's greatness waiting on you to go and get it should be enough. It was promised. Get up. Go get it. Find some people that smile all the time. Do whatever it is that you need to do. If they're not smiling, you go smile. And don't care if they're smiling back at you. That right there, I've been there. I'm telling you, it won't help. Just don't even worry about it. You can't change other people, but you can change how you deal with other people. That right there is making you better because other people are not your concern. Move forward and get what it is that God has for you. That is not an impossible mission to complete. There is not enough hours in a day to become better. But enjoy all those moments that run away from us. We spend so much time holding on to our hurt feelings. I'm telling you, I can take the first 10 minutes of my day if someone does something, he doesn't take the garbage out on time, or I'm like, and then my whole day is ruined because of what? Really? Because I had to say, hey, you going to take the garbage out? Whatever. The little things that we let destroy our joy, it's crazy. It baffles me. I'm like, really? I can't do it anymore. I refuse to just roll over and play dead. I deserve this greatness, and I'm going to get it. You're going to get it. We're going to get it together, and we're going to enjoy getting there because it's a new year. It's a new day, and we have new hope, new energy. We got new focus. We're renewed. We can renew ourselves every day, every day. Next week, 7 o'clock, tune in to Life and Love under new management. We're going to keep it moving. This new year, this awesomeness, it's all wonderful. It's called Upgrade Me. Please, upgrade me. I want to be surrounded. I want someone to pull me up. Get surrounded by those that can encourage you. Make your day better. Find ways to improve yourself. Uplift yourself, be encouraged so you can inspire others. We all have a duty to at least encourage and inspire one other person. Someone can take that and encourage another. Let's make it a chain reaction. Let's make love and progress and prosperity viral. Let's do that. All of this ugliness in the world, let's make love and beauty viral. Let's do that. We can do it. Let's represent the shining wisdom. We have it in us. We're here. It's nothing to it. but to do it. You want to go hard on progress. Go hard on helping and becoming better, helping yourself. No pity parties allowed here. None whatsoever. We have zero tolerance. Do not invite me to attend your pity party, and I promise you I will not host one, okay? New day, new hope. I wish I could do this show here today. Wow, I could go on for another hour, but I'm not going to talk your ears off. I love you all. If I did not love you, I could not be doing this. I'm doing it because I'm certain there is one person out there who's going to take this and share this with someone else, and then someone else is going to get that message, and it will be contagious. Let love be contagious. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in tonight to Life and Love Under New Management. Don't forget, tune in next week to upgrade me. Same place, same time, baby. Thank you. Peace, love, and prosperity. And I'm going to leave you with my girl, Mary J. Blige, 25-8. Have a safe, blessed, and wonderful weekend, babe. Bye-bye.